The best example of that is several years ago, the FBI decided that they needed to compress their fingerprint files, that they were just they had these horrendous numbers of fingerprints that they couldn't just store. They wanted to digitize them and compress them, but they didn't want to lose any details. So what's the best way to do it? They weren't stuck with standards. They could do anything they wanted because they were not on the open market. Yeah. They were a closed operation. So they did an extensive evaluation of various compression algorithms. And what they came up with was a wavelet compression method. So I just said, okay, I like that. They looked at everything. They looked at the various discrete cosine methods. They looked at fractal methods. They looked at wavelet methods. They looked at everything that was available. And the wavelets won. So a relatively new technology, wavelets, won out over these much more mature technologies. Well, if that's the case, when do wavelets get mature? They're going to be even better. Uh-huh. And these others are not going to get that much better because they're already on a plateau. Mm-hmm. The wavelets are a new animal. Mm. And they've got two characteristics that are special. One, wavelets, unlike Fourier and unlike polynomial transforms, wavelets were designed by saying what you wanted the transform to do and then working backwards to see what the basis functions looked like. And in all these other transforms, you started with the basis functions and went forward to get the tool. And then you analyze it. Well, what are Fourier transforms? In the case of wavelets, you say, what kinds of transforms do I want? All right, now what kinds of functions satisfy those? So it was sort of working backwards. Makes all the sense in the world once you think about it, is rather than see what you get, say what you want. And that's the way the wavelets came into being. So in 1988, Ingrid Daubechet plotted some functions that no human had ever seen before. And they were super fundamental. Now, how in the world could we have not seen them up to 1988 and now have them be as standard as a sinusoid? Amazing. Yeah. Just 10 years ago. And the second thing about the wavelet that's extraordinary, the defining function has no calculus in it. Almost all of our standard functions are solutions of differential equations, not the wavelet. It's a solution of equation that has only multiplications and additions, exactly what a digital computer does. So the wavelet is much more suited for digital computation than the Fourier transform is. And the Fourier doesn't really fit a digital computer. You have to kind of jam it in. It's not natural. The wavelet transform is natural to a digital computer. So those two things really make it special. And we've had just tons of fun applying it to medical signals, seismic signals, doing some work for DARPA and on automatic target recognition. A lot of kind of application-driven problems. But I'm more interested, as I've always been, in kind of the theoretical structure of these things and how to explain it to other people.